song, Jesus Christ, shows up on a number of collections of recordings of songs that continue to be released. And that's really not the case with the next few that you're going to hear. Woody wrote the words to the next several songs, but other singers and composers provided the musical arrangements. The song Jesus Christ is really a bridge from Guthrie's working class songs. There you go. To his more overtly religious and spiritual ones. Of all the words and ideas that flowed from Woody Guthrie's mind and off his tongue, I'd be willing to bet serious money that panentheism was not one of them. I'll stand correct if someone can prove otherwise, but panentheism is the word I found that best captures the religious stance from which Mr. Guthrie wrote much of his religious material. It also captures the faith stance that I have come to at this point in my life. It's not pantheism, which holds that everything and every kind of phenomenon is a manifestation of God. I can't quite go with that one. But panentheism holds that rather than being a supernatural supreme being, God is the presence of the sacred, the presence of the holy, or the presence of the divine in the seemingly ordinary or mundane. And the spiritual quest is to find and realize the holiness that is contained within our natural world and within each of us as well. Find what Ralph Waldo Emerson called the spark of the divine and the sacred in all of us. It's a discovery of this kind of holiness that gives one a sense of what Albert Schweitzer called reverence for life. Woody's song Holy Ground conveys this same message. It draws in part on the message Moses received from Yahweh, the legend of the burning bush is found in Hebrew scripture. His words also echo one of my favorite short passages from chapter Jeremiah's on the road, where he writes, all life is holy, every moment is precious. The song is Holy Ground, the arrangement is by Frank Lund of the band Plasmatics.
Yeah.